It sounds like we have a really good group here today. I think a lot of people did announce themselves, and I think there was just so many beeps that probably couldn't get their names in edgewise. But that's wonderful. That helps to create wonderful group power for this session today. And as Dan told you, this is the theme for this year's, this season's phone sessions is the evolutionary power of love and light. And this is the first all-school session of this year. And there will be another one that is scheduled for June 11th. So Louise, who holds us all together, will be sending out email notices probably beginning in late May, just confirming that date for you. So the title of this session is New Year, New Beginnings. And as you're all aware, we're just about a month into our new year, but we also have the Lunar New Year, which started yesterday, the year of the rooster. So we have a lot of new year energy coming in to support this session. Of course, new beginnings, it's good to make new beginnings anytime. We don't really need to have a new year, but I think having that impetus to think about and which all of you can be thinking about right now is what new beginnings would you like for your creation, for your personal self? You know, we think about the obvious, I think, you know, if there's changes to diet or exercise or sleep and things like this, our lifestyle things. But sometimes we need new beginnings in how we think, being able to free ourselves from some of those habitual thoughts that we may not even be particularly aware of that just kind of hold us down. So we're going to ask our beings of light today in this session to help create new beginnings, to create more enjoyment of life, more good health and well-being in every aspect of our lives. Some of you I know will have just had the intro, so I thought I would just let you know a little bit about what actualism is about by reading the very first part of the book called Basic Principles of Actualism, which was written by Russell, our founder, Russell and Carol Ann Schofield, and which some of our senior teachers, especially Bruce Jaffe, Stan Smith, had a big hand in. And here it is. Actualism is a training to enable sincere seekers on the path to know the actual design and purpose of man, of life, and of the interrelationship of self and all life form with God. Actualism teaches personality self to contact, tune into, and experience the fact of the power and presence of the individual, immortal God nature within. Then, through workshop experience, actualism serves to externalize and actualize one's unique creative expression in earth time space reality. So that's what we're about, and that's what we're going to do today. Most of you know that I am an acupuncturist as well as an actualism teacher, so there'll be some probably some little Chinese medicine terms coming into today's session, and it definitely has a healing focus. This is basically a stress release session so that you can relax and let the being of light do the work. Whenever we talk about light work, it's really the being of light that does the work of the light work, and we get to focus our attention and our awareness to help that happen powerfully within our body mind creation. But we can turn it all over to the being of light within today in order to create that healing essence that can go into every part of us to help lift us and light us and create that well-being that we all seek. Okay. And I also wanted to read some other thing that Russell said in his CD, The Initiation to Light Work, which is also available to all of you through our website, about what light is. Light is most highly refined of all energy. It's pure light essence and is an unlimited source of energy, a gift from the being of light, given to purify and awaken our creations, our structures and functions, to our own divine nature within, and to that within all creation. Okay, so that's what we're about to do. So here we go. Make sure you're sitting comfortably with your feet on the floor, with your hands in your lap or on your thighs, and just take a deep breath and release it and just settle in for this session that we're going to do all together, working with the light within. Okay, now focus your attention in your brain and then direct your brain mind to harmonize with your upper room, that place that is 6 inches above the top of your head, and that place that, if you don't know quite where it is, your being of light will be able to show you where that is today. And just think the thought of experiencing the radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness flowing from your upper room into and throughout your brain, enlightening your knowing awareness. And this process gathers your knowing awareness to a here-now focus, so releasing you from where you've been or where you're going to, and just moving into being here now. Experience the lifting as you do this. Now focus your radiant awareness throughout your neural pathways and nervous systems, enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. Then direct the radiant awareness into your heart, and from your heart throughout your blood and circulatory system, and then into your liver and glandular systems, enlightening emotional awareness. And now experience the radiant awareness of the being of light you are, enlightening your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. With enlightened awareness, experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you have for your beloved creation. And you, the being of light, is always giving love and gratitude to you, the beloved creation. Now think of your creation giving love and gratitude back to the being of light that you are. And magnify this two-way flow of love and gratitude. And now focus on the experience of our union as beings of light with each other. And on the other beings of light that are unified with us today. And now move with the flow of enlightened awareness into your upper room. And again, if you don't know exactly where your upper room is, just let the being of light take you there, take you on a flow of your enlightened awareness. We gather and enlighten our awareness in order to have more experience of the subtle nature of the light within us. Every time we gather an enlightened awareness, more units of our awareness become enlightened, so that over time we have greater and greater experience of the light within. We don't need to gather an enlightened awareness before turning on our star, but it helps us to have experience of that which happens next. So now here in your upper room, just think of your star, that 3-inch source of the crystal white energy, the energy for purification and illumination. And just think the thought of your star opening and downpouring with a great flow of this radiant awareness. Your star is only 3 inches, but it has an unlimited flow of energy that comes from the being of light you are. Think of opening the top of your head, the palms of your hands, and the arches of your feet, letting that flow of radiant light pour down throughout your body and pouring all the way through your feet and down into the earth, which is very happy to receive this light. And just relax. You can think of your whole body just softening to allow you to experience this flow of energy, of radiant, very powerful, very healing and enlightening life energy. The white light is the synthesis of the whole spectrum of inner light. So whatever aspect of light you need, it's here for you today. And as you think of everything inside softening, just let that shower of radiant energy pour through, just like an inner shower of light, beginning the process we're doing today of allowing the stress that you've been under to just be released, to go into this great flow of energy. Good. And now we're going to work with the inner light fire aspect, which we do just simply by thinking. As we do these sessions, we do the think, let, observe, and experience, meaning to think the thought, let the thought go, and then most importantly, to observe and experience that which happens. Do this if you can without any preconceived idea of what this experience is going to be for you. And we all experience the light in a very individual manner. But just think of lighting those consuming fires, which invokes them. The consuming fire aspect is used to transform energy, which we call low frequency, energy that does not promote our good health and well-being, energy that may be presenting as fear or anger, frustration, confusion, sadness. All these things are energy states that the transforming power of the fire can actually embrace and lift up the vibratory rate so that that energy becomes healing energy, becomes life-enhancing, life-producing energy. So just turn this over to the being of light, and wherever you need that consuming fire, let that happen. And we will be focusing these consuming fires in one area at a time of your body-mind creation. And I say body-mind because we all know that mind is not just in our brains. Mind is throughout our bodies. And we take things, we hold things in the mind of our bodies that can contribute to physical states that are not particularly health encouraging. So we're going to think of blazing up the consuming fires, first of all, in your brain. And again, this is light work that the being of light does the work. So just think of it, and immediately the being of light that you are, we'll do that. We'll blaze up the consuming fires throughout your brain. Now, you may have a specific area of your brain that you would like your being of light to focus in, so just ask for that. But generally, we'll think of it blazing up in our forebrains in front, in our old brains in back, left and right hemispheres, and the midbrain area, which contains the very important little glands, the pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, as well as memory centers, the hippocampus, the amygdala, and much more. So just let the fires work here. And if perhaps you have been feeling that your brain is a little low energy, just as we blaze up the consuming fires, immediately that healing essence begins to form, that we can just drink in to those areas of the brain that need that energy boost, into all those little synapses. I think we have millions of neurons with synapses of communication. Into those areas where our brains receive the communication from our nerves, and also the communications of the hormones and neurotransmitters that go to the brain to help control our healing and our mood and all kinds of things. Let your memory centers be filled with that light essence. And then think the thought of that radiant light energy, life energy, flowing from your brain into your eyes, bringing a great surge of this healing power into your eyes, which helps not only with your sight as you see things on the outer, but can help you have inner sight and understanding of that inner sight's meaning. Let it flow from your brain into your ears. And again, not only to have better hearing on the outer, but also to be able to have better hearing of what the being of light you are may be telling you, the beloved creation. And let it flow also into your nose and sinuses and into your mouth, teeth, tongue, gums, all of these sense organs here in our heads, which when they are ready and have that purified essence, can better give us enjoyment of life, as they provide enjoyment of the aromas of special meals, the beauty of flowers, all the sensory things that we love, music. And just let that essence go throughout your whole head. And as you continue to assimilate this essence, drinking it in to all of your brain, we're going to focus now in your lungs. So think of that beautiful, radiant shower of light fire energy moving down into your whole bronchial tree, deep into your lungs, and blazing up here. Now, in traditional Chinese medicine, sometimes we find grief here in our lungs. So if that is your case, embrace that grief with your radiant light fire energy. Our lungs are, of course, very important. They help oxygenate, work with the heart to oxygenate your body, help to bring that life force throughout into every organ. So let that purified energy that now is that life essence go into every part of your lungs. If you've been suffering any of the colds and flu of the season, especially let your lungs be nurtured here. And experience the lifting as that light essence fills both lungs. And as your lungs continue to drink that in, we'll move on to your heart. Just think of blazing up those consuming fires here, letting any heavy-heartedness go into the fires. Maybe from very old wounds or from things going on in your life right now. And working throughout the physical attributes of the heart too, to help purify any resistances to this healing life energy so that it can go into every part of this most important organ. And as your heart begins to fill with that radiant light, that very healing light essence, that energy essence is pumped throughout your blood. It takes about a minute for your blood to be pumped throughout your body and return to your heart. So just let that essence be pumped here, going into every organ, energy system, bringing that life vitality that a light heart can bring. Let this be assimilated deeply here. And then focus next into the heart's partner, the liver. The heart and liver together hold your emotional systems steady, especially when they're filled with radiant light. The liver, of course, is a most amazing organ. It has so many jobs to do. It manufactures hormones and other things, stores them, releases when necessary. It's really part of your cardiovascular system and your digestive system, your endocrine system, and more. So just as it has so many jobs to do, it's also the most regenerative organ in the body. But it can be bogged down by consciousness factors, which tend to be in the area of, of anger in its many forms. Judgmentalism, irritation, irritability, all the things that go wrong in life, they have their little reactions here. And sometimes that feeling of helplessness, not knowing what to do, can also affect our livers, make them feel heavy. So just think of blazing up the fires throughout all of the physical structures here, and all of the consciousness structures too, being able to lift anything that impedes the flow of your life energy here, any resistances, any obstructions to the light that you are. And as your liver begins to fill with that radiant healing energy, it thereby helps so many energy systems of your body. Improves structure and function. And heart and liver work together as a team to hold all emotional systems in balance and harmony. So just think of that radiance helping me stand steady together. And in fact, all the organs we've worked with so far work together as a team, and the more lighted they are, the more that synergy can help produce good health and well-being. So just think of brain and lungs, heart and liver all filled with the radiant light that you are, bringing in a new degree of that good health and well-being. And now we're going to focus particularly in one more place, the solar plexus, the heart of the nervous system. So just let that light fire fill your solar plexus and move out through all of the nerves of your body, all the way up to those neurons in your brain, throughout your spine, and then on out, down your arms, into your hands and fingers, down through the torso of your body, and all the way down from low back into hips, legs, feet, all the way out to the tips of your toes. When our nerves are frazzled, overloaded, they aren't very good at reporting good things to the brain, so our brain minds are not aware of anything except for pain and just being out of sorts, being reactive instead of responsive to things in life. So the more that we can keep our nerves in good health, bring in that healing, soothing, energizing, but calming energy essence throughout our nervous systems, the more our nerves can report the goodness of life, can help us experience that even when there's turmoil going on, that there are also some good things too, to bring in our experience of love, the love of we have for ourselves, and that most important inner relationship with the being of light that we are, and also the importance of other external relationships that we enjoy. How good things feel. The beauty around us. All these things. That as we experience the goodness of life, it actually helps to create good chemistry within our bodies. So instead of spending so much of our energy dealing with stress hormones and our reactions, we can actually more enjoy the healing nature within and all that helps us to have our structures and functions in good order. And now think of that radiant essence filling your whole nervous system. And think of your nervous system harmonizing in with heart and liver, lungs and brain, all working together to create well-being. And now just keep that downpour flowing. And if there's any other places within your body-mind creation you would like to focus, take a moment to do so now. Perhaps your digestive systems need a little extra light. Perhaps somewhere in your bones, muscles, tendons, ligaments, skin. Just let every part of you that is yearning for the touch of the light that you are to experience it now. And let that incredible power from within you, the incredible power of the light that you are, provide this wonderfully healing experience that is yours whenever you ask for it. Okay, good. Now think of releasing the fire aspect, but just keep that downpour of the radiant pure light pouring down. And now think of closing your feet and letting that pure light backfill, filling your feet, your lower legs, upper legs, pelvic bowl, up through your torso and all those organs and energy systems, through your arms, hands, all the way up through upper torso, And up through your head, filling with that incredibly beautiful, radiant essence. And think of it spilling out into the energy field that surrounds your body, giving you this protection of the light. Good. And now just think of stopping the downpour and just sitting in this radiant light that you have now filled your body-mind creation with. And think of anything that comes to your mind, as anything does, of new beginnings that you would like to empower with this session. And just ask the being of light that you are to help make them reality. Whether you want to cultivate more love, more goodwill for yourself and others. More good health and well-being. Know that by working with the light, you can do this a step at a time. And this actually helps your personal steps on your own evolutionary path, your earth path of service. As we are all here, we've all been created by the beings of light that we are for this lifetime. And the purpose, we all have an individual purpose. But I think we also all have a purpose of being here to stand in the light, to help bring harmony and love and goodwill and peace into planet Earth. I'm going to end our session here with a short poem by Russell Schofield, our founder. The widening boundaries of evolutionary process are guidelines holding firm God-child progress from point of light to brightening star to radiant sun of manifestation.